Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Let's go!
What's up? Hello. Good morning. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, no Lunchbox. Lunchbox has COVID. So maybe we'll talk to him later on in the show. So, Abby, you'll fill in for Lunchbox today?
Yeah.
Okay, doing a little something?
Uh-huh.
Do you want to go first?
Yeah.
I don't have an intro for Abby, though, because we weren't sure if he was going to come in or not. But
her name is Abby, and her new song, My Hometown, isn't shabby.
Ooh. Okay, that
there
works.
We go.
Yeah, good job, Amy.
Okay.
Go ahead, Abby.
So this last weekend, I went to Thomas Rhett on Friday night, and the openers were Cole Swindell and Nate Smith, and I had like a really cool moment because it's been almost a year since I interviewed Nate Smith for the Bobbycast, you know, and I remember during that, he was like, okay, you can't tell anybody, but I was asked to be on Thomas Rhett's tour. And I was like, this is so cool.
That's
and so
cool.
It was kind of like a full circle moment.
How was the show?
It was really good, but he only got to play 20 minutes. I was like, I feel like
Nate.
You should get...
I'm an opener.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well,
she's all about
like
Nate.
That's... Nate was amazing. Cole was great.
Yeah, the opener's about 20 minutes.
And
then the next guy plays about 40.
Yeah.
Then the next
I feel
guy.
Like Cole played a long time. And yeah. Then Thomas was amazing, of course. It was really good. So.
You wanted more Nate?
Yeah.
I feel like there could have been more. Yeah.
Thomas
Rhett
will be up later this morning on the show. That's what I was asking. I was like, how's the show? You only play 20 minutes.
I was gonna be like,
Thomas Rhett, you only play 20 minutes, dude. Everybody bought all those tickets to play 20 minutes.
Sorry about that. Yeah, Thomas is awesome. So it was cool though.
Thomas Rhett. Nobody calls him Thomas unless they don't know him.
True.
Yeah.
TR.
Yeah. All right, Abby, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for filling in for Lunchbox today.
Of course.
You really nailed it. Right. All right. He's a natural when it comes to kicking field goals, and when it comes to running our cameras, he takes over all the controls. Here's producer Eddie.
I'm gonna be serious for a moment. I have a announcement to make.
Okay.
After having a career record of 5-15, I'm stepping down as head coach of my son's basketball team. After 2 seasons of major ups and downs, I realized that my health couldn't take the pressure of the game. All the yelling, all the arguing with the refs, all the whistle blowing. I just need to step down and enjoy watching my kids from the bleachers. I'm proud of all the kids that I've coached. They are all great kids with great athletic ability. And I'm sure they'll have an amazing time in their careers in the future. Thank you guys so much for this opportunity, but that's it for me.
That's how you announce? Do your kids know?
Yeah, no, they're finding out right now.
Oh.
They're all finding out.
Is the season done?
No. The season's actually starting.
You're quitting in the middle?
No, I'm quitting before it starts. We have found two coaches to take over the team.
It.
I'm not doing it anymore. I can't do it. It's too much pressure.
5-15 is like only five wins.
5 wins, 15 losses. But is that a coaching issue, do you think?
I think it was a little bit of both. I think my lack of experience as a coach, and then I think just participation from the kids and their parents don't want to take them to practice has a lot to do with it.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to hear you're stepping down.
It's okay, man. But to all the coaches out there, Props to you.
Also, you're going to be in the stands, second-guessing everything, because when I was coaching, I can already see it now.
Yeah, maybe. Well, maybe.
Thanks for sharing that with us.
Yeah,
buddy.
Man. Thank you for letting me be vulnerable.
You're welcome, buddy. Born and raised in Texas, this next person's morning corny can sometimes perplex us. Here she is, Amy.
So I'm the bonehead story of the day, or bonehead story of the day. I normally ship things from this UPS store by my house. It's also where I have like my mailbox or get mail. So I'm there a lot, and they sort of do the address and stuff for you. Well, I went to the post office to mail something, and it was kind of heavy, so it was about $17. Well, when I filled it out, I don't know. I was multitasking. I was on a phone call doing whatever, put it on there. Next thing I know, like, I get the package at my house being mailed to me, delivered to me by the mailman. I shipped it to myself for $17.
That's hilarious.
Amy.
Because I put
so
the.
Funny. Were you really tired?
Yes, I was tired. Yeah. Yes, there were so many things where I thought, okay, I just had to own it. I was like, all right.
Were you tired, or is that just normal?
No, it's not normal.
How much tired, though, and how much normal?
I'd say it's a little bit of tired, makes it a little bit just on the phone.
Okay.
Makes it a little bit like multitasking is not my strength.
Yeah.
But how much tired though? 20%?
I mean, for the sake of the story, I was exhausted. Because
that's funny.
I mean,
okay.
But you know when you do those like little bonehead things?
Oh, I leave the remote in the refrigerator sometimes.
Right.
That's funny.
But it's when I'm exhausted and I'm like, where? I go, oh, I can't find the remote. Then I go, how tired am I?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty friggin' tired. I bet it's in the fridge.
Right.
Then I track it back. Okay, Ray, go ahead.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he says Arkansas will still have a winning football season, and Coach Pittman will be the reason. Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much. I did a video on Instagram where my wife and I made an entire Italian meal from scratch. And it was hard. And I would prefer, I don't really want to do it again, but it was fun to do it because we went to Italy and this lady taught us how to do it. But it can be done. Like, I never saw anybody do that stuff growing up. But, you know, you get some kind of flour. I don't know what kind of flour it was. It's not normal flour. And you make it and you take it, you dump it into a pile. And then you make kind of a donut on the table with a little hole in it. And then you crack the egg and you put the egg in the middle of it. And then you slowly take the flour and put it into the egg. You have to be slow about it, and the egg can't dribble out of the donut. And then it takes a long time. Then you make it a ball, right?
That's to make the noodle?
Well, that's just
the
stage. Pasta. That's just stage one.
Okay.
And you make it a ball, and it takes forever to do just one. And then you wrap it up, and it's got to like be in the fridge for like overnight. But we did like, I mean, it probably took us, and I put this video up. People are asking me if I would do a whole tutorial. No. Nope. I'm not going to go back through it. But okay. It took like 14 hours.
But worth it? Like, did it taste good?
Yeah, it tasted great, but I mean, you could do the same at a grocery store.
I thought it tasted good, and I was worried it wouldn't taste good. But I thought it tasted good, but then we got one of those machines, because then once it's in there for a day, then you flatten it, and you send it through the machine to flatten it again, then you flatten it again, and send the machine to flatten it again, then you flatten it again, send the machine to flatten it again, you do it over and over, and then you send it. It's such a process.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've decided, I'd like to announce this today, October 4th. I'd like to announce I'm not going to be a chef.
I feel you, dude.
Please respect my decision. Thank you. It was good. I'm glad we did it. I don't ever want to do it again. I like cooking a little bit, though, with my wife. She's really good, so I can be the sous chef, is what they call it.
Yeah, the helper.
But I thought she was calling me a sous, like my Aunt Sue.
S-U-E?
Yeah. That's not what it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it. Let's open the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. What's the best way to handle a teacher that's also a wannabe social media influencer? I've recently caught wind of my son's fourth grade teacher's TikTok account. She's regularly taking videos, making kids dance, or say the darndest things. I have no issues with what she does on her own account, but I don't think it's appropriate for her to do videos with kids without knowledge or permission from their parents. What's the right recourse for this? Signed, mom of a fourth grader. Amy.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, absolutely. She should have the permission from the parents or whatever the protocol is at school. So you have every right to say something. I don't know if you want to go directly. I would just go directly to her. I'm not trying to get her in trouble with a principal or anything, but I would just say, hey, I don't know what other parents have said to you about permission of using your kids, but I don't personally like going to TikTok and seeing my kid on there. But if you're fine with it, then roll with it. I would just make sure she knows that that's, I feel like that's crossing a line.
Eddie?
That's messed up, dude. You can't do that. You can't take videos of our kids and use them on your social media. But this is where Amy's wrong. You got to go to the principal, because if you go to her, she's going to know it's you complaining.
She's going to take it on your kid.
And she's going to give your kids bad grades.
That's what I thought, too.
Oh.
You're always worried about retaliation. Miss Retaliation? Not worried about that?
Shocked I didn't think of that.
And the principal needs to say it's coming from an anonymous person.
That's right.
Okay.
You got to say that.
Dang, I was just trying to be thoughtful and not get her in trouble.
Oh, she's going to get in trouble. You can't do that with the kids.
You can't. And what I've seen some teachers do on TikTok that are second, third, fourth, fifth grade teachers, they never put the kids on camera. They'll be like talking to the class and you hear voices.
Yeah.
That's one way to do it.
That's a way to do it. But I would also, if you want to put the kids, you need to send get permission from every single parent.
Yeah.
Because you can't just be throwing kids up on the internet.
Kids say the darnest things. Stop that.
Jello pudding pops. What do you have to say? That's Bill Cosby used to do that show.
That's not good.
And not, you can't do it. She can't do it. I would go to the principal and have the principal talk to her from a concerned parent, because you don't want your kid to be in the crosshairs of that teacher.
Or just ask the principal to say parents. A lot of parents are concerned.
Yeah, but then you're the parent saying it.
No, that's true.
All right, that's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Bobby Bones Show.
All right, here's a voicemail from last night.
I just had a quick question. I wanted to know why Lunchbox and Morgan do not do Elder versus Millennial anymore. I really missed that. Maybe you guys have said it before and I missed it, but I wanted to know why you guys don't do that anymore.
Well, Eddie's the old one.
Yeah. I'm the elder.
Yeah, so he plays against Morgan, but we're going to bring it back tomorrow because listeners have demanded it.
Okay.
Nice.
I missed it too.
Probably.
I kind of dominate that game.
It's a fun bit. Real. Yeah. So Eddie's the oldest. Morgan's the youngest. We'll play it again tomorrow morning. So due to popular demand, we'll bring it back. Also, Thomas Rhett's going to be on in a couple hours. Something went down to the show where he had to stop the whole show. Then he led a prayer in the whole arena. We'll talk about that with him in just a minute. But I sat with Thomas Rhett for like an hour, and we were talking about stuff like, you know, he hasn't looked at social media all year. And here we are, October 4th, and why he felt that he was writing music from a very bad place, because he called it a fan one time. I mean, this was such a good interview because he was so vulnerable. So this is Thomas Rhett. He's going to be on live in a little bit, but I wanted to play this. Here's Thomas Rhett now. If you were to get on your TikTok, what do you see on yours because of what you're looking at?
Can I be very honest with you?
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather you not lie, unless it's a really good lie.
I haven't been on social media since January.
Oh, that's great. That's even weirder and better than what you would have said.
Yeah.
Why? Because I'd rather go down that road.
Yeah. It was getting to a point where, I mean, it sounds super cliche to say it, but it was just taking up so much of my time. And I was finding so much of my worth in a post. And so, you know, then you would like put songs out and then some people would think they were really cool. And then some people would just hate on them. And then you start to see all the people in our genre, the bloggers, just be like, this is terrible. This is trash Thomas Rhett music. This is not what he's best at. All these kind of things. And so then you start making music out of fear. You start, one of my producers named Julian said, you can't work out of hit desperation. You have to work out of hit inspiration. And I think for a while there, dude, I was working out of hit desperation because I was so terrified of what this genre would think about what I thought was cool that it got to a point where I just wanted to write what I think they think would be cool.
And there's a lot of predicting going on.
A lot of predicting of being like, well, maybe if I write songs that sort of feel like a Luke Combs thing, then these people will kind of think I'm like okay again. You know what I'm saying? And maybe if I can do some of this stuff that like Morgan is doing, then maybe this group will think that maybe I can fit into that group. But I didn't like get here by ever fitting into a group.
You actually did the opposite.
I did the complete opposite. And so I started to really not be myself anymore. Just kind of lame to write with, honestly. Just vanilla, straight down the middle stuff. I used to have a very unhealthy relationship with crowd. Because it's easy for me to look in the crowd and know who really wanted to come for me. Like, I say it in our show every night. I'm like, hey, to all the dudes that came tonight because their girlfriends or their wives begged them to be here, I just want to say thank you. But my goal is for them to leave being like, that was actually really fun.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's all I want, is for people to walk away with a smile on their face and joy in their heart. That's our main mission statement before we take the stage, just put a smile on some people's faces. But, dude, I used to, 5 years ago, man, I remember my wife looked at me after a show and she's like, you feel better about yourself? Because I used to find the one dude in every crowd that just hated life. You know what I'm saying? And I would call him out. You know what I mean? Like, I would like get my guitar and I'd be like, hey, dude, you should come up here and sing with me. And I'd get him up on stage, and I'd be like, "You look like you really love country music." He's like, "Yeah, I do." And I'm like, "Man, let's sing some classics together." You know what I mean? And this sounds horrible, because it is horrible. But I would go play like an old Merle Haggard song, and I'd be like, "Memories and drinks don't mix too well," and he wouldn't know the words. And it made me feel so good that I knew more classic country than that dude did, because my show is very, very pop centric and pop country and all the things.
And say what you're probably going, "Oh, he thinks I'm too pop, so I'm going to show him how absolute country I am."
Exactly.
Show him he's not as country as I am.
Exactly.
Yeah, I felt
and
that.
So I remember walking off stage, dude, just feeling like the biggest turd. And my wife looked at me after the show, and she's like, "Do you feel better about yourself?" And I said, "Absolutely not."
All right, that's Thomas Rhett. That full episode, by the way, it's an hour long. It's on the Bobbycast. Just go search for it on iHeartRadio. It's episode 411, but he will be on coming up in just a little bit.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
This dude in Detroit saw on the news that there was a store near his house where someone had won a couple $100,000 in the lottery. Well, he's got one friend that always goes into that store. And he was going to kind of text him, rub it in, and be like, "Oh, you didn't even win." He texts him and goes, "Hey, did you see that? Somebody won." The guy's like, "Yeah, it was me."
Yeah! I thought
awesome.
This was where this was going.
Yeah, that's cool.
So
let's go.
This is what happened. He won $20,000, but because he paid extra for the kicker option, it multiplied $200,000.
Always got to go kicker option.
That's what Scuba says. Scuba's big kicker or big amplifier, multiplier. Which one? What do you like?
Multiplier and double play. Increases your odds to win more money.
Increases your odds or to win more money if you win, which are terrible odds that you're going
to
win.
But you still have a chance to win more money, so why not give it a shot?
It's like lightning strike insurance
that
pays you double. Like, are you going to get struck by lightning? Probably not. But if you do, you're going to get double. So I thought that was a pretty funny story. Hey, man, sucker. Somebody won at your state. Yeah, that sucker was me.
That's awesome.
Great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Another one of our BTS crews in studio. Her name is Lauren. When are you getting married, Lauren?
May 18th.
Oh.
Wow.
Coming up.
October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May. 8 months or so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I wanted to bring you in because I have heard from a couple people on this show that you are a... What would you say you're dedicated to in life? What are a few things that you are...
Probably a Swiftie. Yeah. Taylor Swift.
Do you guys know? Do you know that she is a hardcore Swiftie? That she talks about Taylor Swift all the time up here to everybody?
Really?
I didn't know this. And I like Taylor just fine, but I hear you are in love. Maybe not in love. What's the deal with you and Taylor?
Oh, I love her. Like, her music has been like the soundtrack of my life. I'm a huge fan.
Okay. Do you feel like you know her?
Not personally, but
through her music and how she lives her life. Like, what makes you a Swiftie? Why are you so dedicated to Taylor?
Yeah, so I like connect with her music a lot.
Do you ever fight for her online?
No, not online.
You
I
don't?
Won't fight for her. I won't do that. But in person, if someone like talks bad about her to me, I'll get a little defensive.
So if someone said, I'm not saying this, but for example, if someone said, "Man, Taylor Swift, she's so annoying," what would you say?
I guess it depends on what they think is annoying, but I mean, I would just be like, "You're just being a hater." Like,
boom, yeah. Just a hater.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
Because Taylor has been consistently one of the greatest role models for especially young women for a decade. And she made hit songs. Imagine going that long without really screwing up.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a numbers game. Just going that long with that microscope on you without really screwing up. Because just about everybody will. I have many times. I got fined $1 million. I'm not even under the microscope that she is. So if Taylor were to come in the room, what would you say to her?
Oh my God. I'd act chill.
Wouldn't. I can already tell you what. You're not acting chill right now.
No. I would, because I wouldn't want to be that like annoying person who scares her away. But inside, I would be freaking out. I don't know what I would want to ask her. I've thought about this. I think I would just want to tell her how much like her music has been there for me, like in every stage, in every big part of my life. Like I can like associate it with a Taylor Swift song.
Happiness. What's your happiness Taylor Swift song?
Probably August. I love that song by her.
What would be a song that when you were like sad in your life that you listened to that you really related to?
When I went through a really bad breakup, I had probably All Too Well on repeat.
The long version?
Well, it wasn't out yet, so just the short version.
And how do you feel about Taylor and Travis?
I love them.
You think it's real still?
I do think it's real. I don't think either of them really have anything like they need to promote. They're pretty successful both on their own, and Taylor's popularity actually kind of goes down when she has a boyfriend because so many people are like, "Oh, it's just PR. She's gonna write a song. She's gonna do this and that." Like, So, like, she doesn't really need that. So, I think it's real.
Oh, did you buy a jersey?
No.
Okay.
I didn't. And Lauren's a football fan, so right. She's already in
big
with Travis.
Big Penn State fan.
Big Penn State
well,
fan.
Well, now yeah. Kansas City.
Well, and Chiefs fan. Well, I was just told that you are a diehard Swiftie.
I am, yeah.
And not just a Taylor Swift fan, because I think most of us are Taylor Swift fans.
Yeah.
But did you go to the show when she was here?
Yes.
Did you dress up?
I did. I did the Lover era for the Nashville show. Yeah, and then I went home for the New York, New Jersey show, and I did the Fearless era.
Nice.
She's a huge fan.
That's awesome.
I thought she was going to say, yeah, I went all three nights in Nashville.
Oh, no, I wish. I would have. The tickets weren't like an arm and a leg.
Did you pay for tickets?
I did.
How much were tickets to this show here in town? Did you pay?
About like $300 each. And I waited in that long, like it took me 9 hours to get through the queue.
Wow.
It was painful.
But worth it.
But you got them. Worth it. You got them the day they went on sale?
Yes. I started here in the studio, actually. I had my laptop set up next to me because like it was like 10 o'clock. They went on sale. And I thought I would just like I had a pre-sale code. I thought just quickly, you know, 10 o'clock, go in, click my tickets and be done. It'll take 5-10 minutes. Nope. That queue took forever. I had to connect to a hotspot in the car with my laptop next to me when I left work in case like I got through the queue, so I would have pulled over on the side of the road to get my tickets. And then at home, I sat there for another 5 hours until I finally made it through the queue. It was really painful.
Lunchbox did that too, but he was on the air while he was doing it. Like he was talking while he was like, trying to get tickets to a soccer game. And what about the tickets to the Jersey show, New York show?
My sister is the one who she sat in that long queue and did it for that one.
Okay, well, you know Taylor's been in here a few times.
I knew that from like a couple of years ago, yeah.
Well, if she ever comes in,
we'll keep you in the back room.
Yeah, we'll make sure to lock you away. That's all right, there's our Swiftie.
Wow.
Resident Swiftie.
Yeah, we have a resident one.
Lauren is here, and she says that they are not dating for publicity.
Yeah, I firmly believe that.
She firmly believes it. There she is, Lauren, everybody. Okay. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer, and I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time, and I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecova's boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
I did not know, and I still don't know. I know you say this, that you can negotiate your medical bills. I have never heard of somebody calling being like, I'm only going to give you a dollar. I've never heard of that.
I knew whenever my mom had passed away, my sister had done some calls on some of her bills, and this was probably 2014, and then I forgot about it. But she was able to get some stuff down because there was still, even though my mom had passed away, there was still bills that would arrive from some of her treatments for cancer and whatnot. And my sister got a lot of them down, which was amazing. And then it popped in my head the other day working through something, and yeah, you just call. And it sort of like makes me think of the Dave Ramsey thing. Is what does he say? Like, is that the best price you can give me?
Like, I got a broken arm.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't want to pay the $4,000. What's the best price you can give me? Well, $4,000. What if they say that?
Yeah.
No, they won't say that because they want any kind of money.
That's crazy that you can negotiate medical bills.
I remember when we were having our kid, there was another pregnant lady who didn't speak any English. She didn't have an address, nothing. And they delivered her baby and they were like, well, we're going to lose on that because they're not going to pay for this.
Then that is unfortunate. I'm talking about like you guys.
Yeah, but say, what if I'm in that situation?
Absolutely.
I don't have money.
Can you just say that? Can you negotiate any medical bill? This is news I didn't know could happen. It could change lives right now.
Yep. I think that really we should just start negotiating any bill, you know? Like, I got money back
from... I don't
think
you can do electricity. Water bill?
If they think they're not getting their money.
I'm not sure.
So what do you know for sure about negotiating a medical bill? What can you tell our listeners for sure?
Okay, you have to call. I would call and you just... Basically, I feel like in a nutshell, that statement alone, is that the best price you can give me, is a really good question. And then they can walk you through it. And then they end up shaving stuff off. It's crazy.
Well, I don't want that. Are they going to shave off?
No, money.
It's a medical bill and they're shaving stuff off. Well, so we have a clip here.
Yes.
Okay. What is this clip from, Amy?
It is from your.richbff. She's someone I follow on Instagram, and she has so many great tips. I brought them to y'all before from her.
Okay, here we go.
When you get your itemized medical bill, go to Fair Health Consumer or Healthcare Blue Book and figure out what those procedures and services actually should cost. And then here's the key. Regardless of if you can afford to pay the bill or not, always make sure to call your medical provider to negotiate the cost. Call, don't email your medical provider, and politely ask them questions that force them to tell you about the waivers, discounts, and relief plans available. Oh, I'd love to pay this bill in full, but I would need some of these fees to be waived in order to do so.
That's crazy. That's great knowledge. You probably saved everybody a bunch of money by doing that.
Yeah. So she had all the tips, but I feel like in a nutshell, too, you can ask that one specific question and then do what she said. But the important thing is it's a call, not an email.
Hello, Bobby here. My BH has been killing me for a week, and I got the bill. And how much can we shave off?
I got $10 right now.
Let me look at my wallet. Thank you, Amy. That's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
See, our listeners think we don't look out for them.
We do.
Right there.
Always.
We just did again. That's right. Let's go over to Matt in Tulsa. Matt, what's up, buddy?
Morning, studio.
Morning.
I just wanted to ask, you talked earlier about a sleep study. Have you ever followed up on that?
No, sadly. I got all the information, and every time, it's my fault because I didn't prioritize. We are as good as our priorities, so it's all on me. A couple of the times that I had it scheduled, I ended up scheduling something or work thing, or was like, man, I can't because I got it. So no, I suck, and it's all my fault. But no, I have not done a sleep study. I don't want to sleep somewhere else in some other building and have somebody watch me.
Yeah, that's weird.
I'm afraid of what I do in my sleep.
I'm sure they've seen everything.
Hey, I don't know, man. Sometimes I wake up and I'm like, ooh, I was doing that. You know what I'm saying? I don't want that to be on camera. But I know. I hear you. Well, why do you ask, Matt?
I've had a sleep study done before, and they said my sleep was absolutely horrible. But it is awkward with all those thousands of wires all across you, and then they kind of tell you to sleep naturally, and they're sitting there watching it through the camera. But
did you, they give you good advice, or do they give you some things to work on after it that actually affected your life in a positive way?
They prescribed me a CPAP machine, but I can't seem to wear that Darth Vader mask.
I know, and I don't even want that.
It's so uncomfortable.
All right, Matt, this call helped me none. I like you, but this call helped me none, Matt. All right, buddy.
Hey, I'm your reminder to get that done.
Yeah, please. Okay, yeah. I'm going to make a note now. Thank you. And if I don't get it done in 3 months, call me back again, okay?
3 months.
I will do.
All right, buddy.
Another quick question if you've got time.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to your sold-out Tulsa show. Mm-hmm. It would be amazing if Abby was there to sing Hey There Hometown mm-hmm. and change the lyrics to Tulsa.
I don't think she would ever do that in a million years. It's like when another radio station tries to get me to say Roll Tide in a commercial.
Oh, you won't do that.
Mm-mm. It's not that I don't have respect for Alabama or like Go Dogs or you guys have your things. We were at Kansas State doing our episode and they do the hand signal and they're like, everybody do it. And I loved them, but I will not do the hand signal. I'll wear the uniform, but I won't do like the intimate stuff. So it's like
the hand stuff.
Yeah. You know, like make love to the mascot. I won't do that.
Right. They can do that.
It's like, right. Obviously, yeah. The Bob
Bone Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
A safety rep for the Federal Aviation Administration says that you should not record freakouts on an airplane.
Yeah, right.
And it made me think of you because I know something will happen.
Yeah, right.
Phone out.
If somebody scratches, I'm recording it just in case what it might turn into. Yeah, I'd love to see one of those, but it not make the plane land.
Yeah.
And also, we still get to our place on time.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's four reasons why we should not do it. First of all, it could escalate things. The passenger that's already fired up.
That's what I want. I'm recording them so they go even crazier.
Yeah, I could get more fired up. Two, it could put you or other passengers at risk because the passenger you're recording could lunge at you and try to get your phone out of the way.
That's what I want. A lawsuit. Go ahead.
At three, it could get in the way of the crew doing their job.
No, I want them to do their job while I'm recording it.
You're trying to get a better angle.
I want it all.
Yeah, and then four, it could be against airline policy. Some airlines prohibit the recording of other passengers.
Screw it. Hey, that's the hill I'll die on.
What about you're encouraging people to be famous and do it more?
No, what about they're being recorded and they chill out?
No, that never happens. They never chill out
I record it. I'd zoom in. Oh, that lady, I'm telling you, I don't think it's her. You know the one that walks up and she's like, Dad, Ma, the lizard.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking
super
about.
Super viral. They kicked her off the flight. A Carrot Top was on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
She's out talking now. I don't think that's her. I don't think it's the same person. I think it's somebody new.
Oh, no.
Mike, what do you think about this? Because I know you've been watching it, too.
I think it's the same person. They found out where she worked.
They didn't for months. For months, they couldn't find her. Then all of a sudden, she was, like, available. And then she was doing interviews in the same exact clothes that she wore on that plane. And, like, when she was yelling and cursing and getting kicked off the plane, she was, as they'd say, mid. But she's kind of hot in, like, real life. The new person they put up, and I think they did. I don't know, man.
I think she's trying to cash in on it now. They, like, planted a TMZ interview with her.
I hear you. I don't think it's her, though. You got to watch the videos. So you're saying it is her, Mike?
Yeah, I think it's her.
I don't think it's her. Okay, next.
Gen Z women are more likely to take money tips from Kendall and Kylie Jenner than a financial advisor or someone that is an expert in that field. And it's most women that are in their young 20s. They're like 15 times more likely to just engage with online content about saving money or how they should spend their money than actually going to some sort of an expert.
Yes, because it's a lot easier too. So it's not just the Kendall, Kylie, it's whomever. It's TikTok. It's the fact that it's in the palm of our hand. And you don't want to go and drive up to a Merrill Lynch and be like, do you have a guy here? It just feels weird.
Yeah.
So I understand that.
I like my Your Rich BFF person. She's a former Wall Street girly girl here to help us.
And see, that means nothing. A Wall Street girly girl. Was that a degree?
What'd you
major in, girly girl? Yeah. What else?
Luke Combs has, had crossover hits. And he is now saying, hey, don't worry, I'm not going to switch over to pop at any time. He's not interested. Country music is enough for him because he doesn't want to be a pop star. He loves our genre and writing country songs with his songwriting buddies and singing them with the guys he loves to make records with.
Here's the thing. Somebody writes a song that's so big, pop only means popular. It doesn't mean you've chosen to go somewhere. I think there are people that sometimes try specifically to go pop. Like, I think Kelsey tries to go pop, Kelsey Ballerini. But, like, Dan and Shay, they didn't try to go pop until they were just put on pop stations because their stuff was so successful. Mm. Luke Combs' song was so successful, and Morgan Wallen's stuff, the pop stations grab it because it's so popular and put it there. There's nothing wrong with being pop. It just means popular. I think we have a weird relationship with that. So no, he's not trying, but he could go pop again if that stuff is so big that mm-hmm. the mainstream wants to hear it and demands it, or an executive demands they play it. You know what I mean? All right, that's it.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So last winter on a snow day, the 7-year-old Maggie went to work with her mom. Her mom is Tiffany. She works at a senior living facility. And she was like, oh, should I take my Nintendo Switch? And then she's like, no, you know what? I'm going to take books and I'm going to read to the senior citizens that live there. And guess what? Fast forward almost a year later, she's still been doing it. And she turned it into a whole summer thing. Like whenever she's off school, like that's what she's doing. And she's up there and she's reading to them. And here's a clip of Maggie talking about it.
I really like when she helps me out because it makes me know the words more better.
And so what she's talking about is some of the residents there, they used to be teachers back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
And so they have, you know,
they're helping each other.
They're tutoring her. Like, so she's giving back to them. They're giving back to her. It's such a win-win. And the residents there, they hope that Maggie's story getting out there will inspire a movement. Other kids and residents will like have this type of relationship all over the country.
That's cool. Good story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Morning, Corny, in about 1 minute. But first, you know, I should have thought about this, but I didn't. But this is Lauren from Indiana.
I just finished listening to the podcast with Justin Lynch, and I couldn't help but notice that Bobby made sure Morgan said bye to Justin Lynch at the end. Are we trying to play matchmaker here? Just wondering. Love the show.
I wasn't. I just wanted everybody to say bye to Dustin.
Didn't realize that.
He'd been here a long time, like an hour, and I like Dustin. I was like, say bye. And I didn't.
So what did you say?
What?
I don't remember. Were you like...
I had you do it too.
Oh, yeah. He just went down the room. He's like, everybody say bye.
Say bye to Dustin.
Uh-oh,
and I said,
bye.
Morgan, say bye to... But I said, Morgan, say bye to Dustin.
Morgan,
yeah,
say
yeah,
bye. Yeah, yeah.
I was not being a matchmaker.
Hmm.
Man, I would just advise against dating an artist.
I mean, that's been my rule of thumb. But it's more so I don't know that I'd date a new artist. An established artist, I'm not against.
Fair.
Established.
Yeah, what's, they know. New artists, they're on the road. They get access to things for the first time ever. So they go crazy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Everybody does. You don't want to date a new artist.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. What do you think about Dustin Lynch?
I mean, Dustin's very cute.
You think so?
Yeah.
Do you like him in the cowboy hat or baseball cap?
I think I like the baseball cap, mostly because the cowboy hat's very like his artist mm-hmm. time. The baseball is more like normal Dustin.
I wasn't trying to set Morgan up with Dustin Lynch, but yeah, I wouldn't be against it. That's all I'm saying. We'll float it out there.
See what happens.
We'll see if it comes back. You know, set it free. If it comes back, it was yours.
This is me shooting my shot in a way?
No, it's me. No, it's me. Not you not shooting your shot. It's me just saying if there is a shot, maybe it gets shot. But you're not
like
putting yourself out there at all.
Hey, I like it.
This is not on Morgan at all. Okay, thank you for that. Let's see. What else we got? I think that's it. We're going to go home. Nope, no, we're not. All right, let's do the morning corny. Amy, let's go.
The morning corny.
What kind of tree fits in your hand?
What kind of tree fits in your hand?
A palm tree.
Yeah. Got it, yeah.
That was the morning corny.
Maybe the most elementary joke.
Why don't we get those for investigative corny?
Exactly.
Instead, we get riddles.
In Spanish.
Whatever. These days, y'all get 5 in a row.
It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know,
his name is Thomas Rhett. He's got 21 number one singles in 10 years. Crazy. He's a native of Valdosta, Georgia. His last song that went number one is Angels.
You should have slammed the door, changed the light.
He's got a new song called Mama's House.
Mamaw's house.
Everybody says it different in the South, but this it's Mamaw, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mamaw's House with Morgan Wallen. Okay, go ahead.
Mamaw's house.
Mamaw's house.
Mamaw.
Okay, there you go. Here he is now, Thomas Rhett.
Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Thomas Rhett.
New album, 20 number ones, is out now. Hey, Thomas Rhett. Morning, buddy.
What's up, dude? How you doing?
Hey, pretty good. I was talking about the word Mamaw or Mama or... In the South, there are a lot of different... I called my grandma. And so when you and Morgan wrote this song, You also had Matt Dragstrom and Chase McGill with you. But when you wrote this song, did you guys have a talk on what you called your meemaw? There's just so many names for it. How did you guys, did you just both call her Mamaw?
Dude, honestly, we were writing a whole different song, and then he got a phone call from his grandmother. And that's what you hear in the opening of the song. And he called her Mamaw, and he got back to the computer. We were writing on Zoom. This was like back in 2020. And I said, man, I didn't know you had a Mamaw. And he said, yeah, she lives in Knoxville. And I said, man, I've got a Mamaw too, and she lives in Knoxville. And all of a sudden, it kind of clicked, and we just started writing Mamaw's house about both of our grandparents. So
what would have been really cool is if it was the same Mamaw in Knoxville, and you had to do one of those tests.
With the same grandmother.
And and now all of a sudden your brothers, you had no idea. That's the story right there. Yeah. But
that would have been so wild.
You both called your grandmother Mamaw.
Mamaw, yeah.
Did you call your other, if she was alive, your other grandma a different name to differentiate which grandmother you're talking about?
Yeah, I've got a Mamaw and a Papaw that live in Nashville now, and I've got a Mammy and a Buzz.
Yeah, okay.
Mammy, yeah.
Where's Buzz's song?
You have a Buzz,
Buzz
too?
Buzz needs a song.
You know what I mean? Buzz is just sitting, chilling, dudes.
That's right.
I just when I saw that you guys were putting out the song before I heard it, I thought, well, that's interesting. I wonder if they both called one of their grandmothers Mamaw, because in the South we have so many names for our grandparents.
Sure. Yeah, my grandma in Alabama was Meemaw.
Okay.
Then let's see, Jelly Roll was in the other day and he told me Mammy.
Mammy.
So I mean, everyone has a different thing.
Eddie, Mexicans.
Abuelita.
But you call them that?
Yeah, they were both abuelita or abuela.
Abuelita.
Yeah.
There we go, Thomas. Ooh, that's great. Yeah.
Sounded good.
He said the accent, so all of a sudden he's
abuelita.
Yeah. Why did you guys wait so long to put the song out?
Man, it just kind of never made sense until now, because I recorded it after Side A came out, and then it didn't feel right to put on where we started, and then it kind of just became this song that drifted no man's land for a while that we kind of both forgot about, to be honest with you. And then it wasn't until this 20 Number One's project was coming out, me and Morgan started kind of reigniting our love for this song, because I guess he had played it at a hunting camp with a few of my buddies too, and I started getting texts like, hey, why'd y'all never put this song out? And I was like, I don't really know. And all of a sudden we were like, we should put this out, and kind of landed on, you know, attaching it to this project, so better late than never, I guess.
Hey, what happened at your show? I was out of town, but I saw that you had to stop the show because the guy got sick or something happened in the crowd?
We had maybe 5 minutes left in the show. We were just finishing Craving You, and I noticed like a lot of commotion, and so we stopped the show and went over there, and there was a guy that had passed out, and I think it had something to do with his heart. But dude, it was wild. I've never had to stop the show for something like that before, and started asking if there was any doctors in the house, and man, doctors started hopping fences and coming down steps, and the EMTs were coming out of everywhere, and so it was, I'm just so glad that there were so many people in the room that knew what they were doing, because they got him out of that room really fast. And
I'd have been surprised how many doctors came to my show. I'd have been like, doctors like me?
Like, wow.
That's what I would have taken out of there. I'd be like, holy crap.
But what point do you decide to resume singing?
There wasn't many ways to handle that situation. You know, it was like you either just walk off stage or you address like what happened, because there was a lot of people in the room that were looking down there but couldn't tell what was happening, you know? My wife, you know, came over to me and she was like, hey, you should lead a prayer over the arena. And so we were waiting for Terry to get into the ambulance. And then we started praying over him. And I actually got to talk to Terry on the phone last night, him and his wife both, as they were driving back to Ohio. Super sweet guy, and really just glad to hear that he is doing okay and got to make a new friend. So
with only 5 minutes left of the show, I almost feel like that's like your Uber driver getting pulled over when you can see the house you're going to. Like, he's like, I'm just going to get out and walk to the house. You take care of this.
Right.
With only 5 minutes left, though, and you're going to go back and play, do you play a little longer so you don't get everybody hyped up for just a few more minutes? Or do you just go, well,
no. Man, we had like 2 songs left in the show. And I got back on the microphone and I said, hey, you know, we only had a couple songs left anyway, so I'm just going to play one in honor of Terry. And then we're going to get out of here, because I mean, we sat there for probably, I don't know, 5 to 10 minutes, you know, without anybody know what was happening. So it was kind of just a weird moment of like, do you kind of like reignite this show, or do you play one and go home? You know what I'm saying?
Was the song that you played in honor of Terry like specifically for Terry, or just the one you had up next? And you're like, we're going to do it anyway in Terry's honor. Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
Your hair.
Yeah. I mean, it was, yeah, the next song we had up in the hopper was What's Your Country Song. And yeah, I mean, we were just going to sing that one, and it just kind of came out of the microphone and said, we're going to do this one for Terry, so y'all sing it loud for him. So,
I might have pivoted. One time I was doing a show and I didn't know this. This is still haunts me to this day.
Yeah.
There was a lady who said, and she had called the show and she had said, it's on my bucket list to meet you, but she had cancer. And she was like, right. I'm coming to the show, and I was doing comedy, and I was, Eddie and I were playing some songs. And I was like, hey, guys, and I called her up on stage. And I was like, it's so great to meet you. She had a sign, the whole thing. And we just played. I was like, hey, why don't we just slow dance to a song? I thought it'd be fun to dance on stage with her. It's so stupid. And so I'm so stupid. I'm embarrassed. I'm cringing saying this. And so I'm like, just play the next song on the list. And so Eddie goes, okay. And so the band starts into "Ain't No Sunshine When She's Gone." So
I said, Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
That was not good.
And I finished, and I don't think she thought anything about it, but we danced, and I was like, you had a great moment. I didn't think anything about the song. And then I get on the bus, and I'm like to Eddie, I'm like, I'm the biggest idiot. Oh my God. And he's like, I don't think people took it, but I think about that.
Right.
I think about that more than the Roman Empire.
And you think about that a lot.
And I think, yeah. But that was the wrong song
to
dedicate.
That's the first thing
it was bad.
You never know what to do with those situations, man. I think you just have to kind of come, do what comes naturally the next, and hope that everybody takes it the right way.
Not me. I don't do it naturally to me because that was not the good thing to do. How's everything? So what's the deal? It looks like you're just killing these live shows. Like what's happening? Are you more next year?
We're doing quite a few less next year, actually. I mean, this year was long, dude. We started in February and just wrapped. Like, we've been to Canada, we've been to Europe, we did most of North America. So we're doing like 20 or 30 shows next year, but hoping for a really big 2025.
I have a friend who is in music and is pretty successful and took the whole year off this year. He's like, I need a mental health break because he's really struggling with being on the road all the time. And he's like, and I was like, wow, that is quite the commitment. And he's like, it doesn't matter. I can't do momentum. Got to just take a break because I'm going. Just having kids, having a home life, and then touring like you do, got to be, it's an awesome life. Do not get me wrong. It's awesome life and you deserve every bit of it. Sure. But it is a struggle to always be moving, right?
It is, man. Like, my wife and I talked about it a lot before I decided to take a light year next year because I've never had a light year. Like, I mean, I've been doing this since I was 21. I mean, and in those days, we were playing 250-plus shows a year. And so, like, this year we did about 75, and it doesn't seem like a lot compared to 250. But it was just, I think my kids just needed me home. You know what I mean? Like, I'm ready to kind of be dad and, like, take them to school, pick them up from school, and kind of have a light year and pick up again in 2025. So I'm kind of nervous about it, but I'm also excited about it, so.
Mamaw's House out with Morgan Wallen, 20 number ones out with Thomas Rhett. Just wrapped up the big tour in Nashville, did the shows. I had a couple friends like, this show is so good. I was like, yeah, no crap. I told you. he's awesome. He's got tons of energy, but he does like the really country stuff. He does the sad, the happy. Just great, great, great. Tom, TR, good to see you, buddy. Good to talk to you. And
likewise,
then
bro.
I guess I can't see you, but when I'm talking to him, I feel like I'm looking at him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hope you have a good rest of the week, man. Talk to you soon.
Likewise, buddy.
All right, see you later. Amy, you know the song. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Of course. Right.
So that's the original. Then Jeff Buckley's the version we'd know.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Right. So hallelujah. We used AI, and we have all these artists singing this song. You just have to guess who the artist is. For example, using AI, here is an artist singing that song. Go ahead.
And remember when I moved in you, the holy dark was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah.
What?
Why?
Who's that?
Is it like a little cartoon person, like Cartman or something?
Is that South Park? No.
Maybe. I'm going to go with Billy Joe Armstrong, Green Day.
Oh, no, it's SpongeBob.
Okay. Cartoon.
No, SpongeBob.
That's
crazy. Play the AI version again.
And remember when I moved in you, the holy dog was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah.
Let's do another example. We're going to play the full game in a second. But again, they take all the vocals from all over the internet, and they're able to create and make them say whatever they want. Name this person singing hallelujah.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you?
Hard.
Okay.
Is that all we have of that? Okay. You won't get that one. That's why
I
use this example.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Jimmy Fallon?
No.
David Bowie?
I
don't even.
Chester from Linkin Park.
Oh.
And I
Dang.
We got easier ones, though, coming up. And next, we're going to play Name That AI cover song. Okay, give us just a few minutes. We'll be back and play that game. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
All right, this is Jeff Buckley. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Famous song. Been sang on American Idol a bunch of times. But I have artists singing, and we used AI to make them sing it. So they just grabbed all the audio off the internet, and boom. Name the artist. Okay, it's not really them doing it, but it sounds like them. Here we go, number one.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and he pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you?
You know it. Buzz in with your name.
Ooh.
Abby.
Abby.
Kanye West.
Correct.
Wow!
Wait, how did you get that?
There
was a secret chord that David played and he pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do
you? Is Kanye singing with a British accent? Do ya?
Next up, go ahead.
It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth.
Eddie. John Lennon.
No.
Beatle.
We have to say a name.
Paul McCartney.
You have to say your name to us.
Amy.
Paul
McCartney.
Correct.
Okay.
Dang.
Wow.
Beatles Paul McCartney. Way
no.
Back
yeah.
All right, here we go. Next. One more. Or another one.
She tied you to a kitchen chair. She broke you from
What on earth?
Nobody?
No, why are they so
can we hear it one more time?
No. Adele.
Oh, Adele. Wait, what? Adele. What? That
it's all... me.
That's Adele.
That... I think that I identified as a man. That did not.
No, it's a woman.
She tied you to a kitchen chair.
Sounds like if Adele and Cartman had a kid.
I hear her a small British man.
Okay, here is okay. Number four.
Hallelujah.
Elvis, correct.
Oh, good
oh,
job.
Man.
Dang, okay.
That's
so dumb.
Hallelujah.
Well, thank you for the hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You guys want a couple more? Are you down
yes.
with the game?
No, let's yes. go.
All right, next one.
Amy. Chris Martin?
No.
I'm in. Eddie. Yeah. Ed Sheeran.
No.
I can't do it.
Abby, Sting.
No. I wish you'd got me like a...
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Who's that?
Kurt Cobain.
Oh.
It's tough. We got two more.
Okay. Huh.
Abby, you're winning.
Wow. Okay.
There was a time you let me know what's real and going on below.
Amy.
Amy.
Harry Connick Jr.
No.
Oh.
Abby, Frank
Abby,
Sinatra.
Correct.
What?
I
mean, similar.
That doesn't sound like
yes,
him.
Yes, that's just like him.
Man, I wouldn't fall for any of these.
Yes, you would. That one you would. Like that one again from the beginning.
There was a time you let me
yeah, I hear it.
That's
Harry Connick's vibe.
Okay, this is for 3 points.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Come on, come on, come on.
Abby's up 3-0-1.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay, here we go.
Maybe there's a God above, and all I ever learned from love was how to shoot at someone who outdo you. It's not a cry you can hear it.
Eddie. Freddie Mercury.
Correct.
Oh. Yeah! I'm in, baby!
I would never. Already. I'm not doing a 3-point. I'm just kidding.
Oh, you're
Abby still wins.
You were joking?
I just wanted you to be excited about that.
Abby!
Enjoying Lunchbox not being here.
I have loved it.
Yeah.
It's such an awesome week.
She plays more games. She felt like the vibe's been better.
Right. She feels better about herself.
Yeah.
It's so positive.
Yeah. She's just loving life.
Lifted up. Yeah.
AI doesn't quite have it yet.
Nah.
It's trying, but didn't quite have it
yet. Yeah, that Adele was off.
No, you're just mad you didn't get it.
Elvis, come on.
Elvis was perfect.
Nah.
That was the best one.
Yeah, how did you not get Elvis?
Elvis was the best one. It's time for the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
Dog stress is real. We know people get stressed. My dog doesn't get stressed. I don't throw the story away.
Oh, no, mine does.
Stanley
unless it's about illness.
Stressed.
No, your dog is anxious.
Yeah.
She, like, lives anxious.
She's stressed.
Stanley does not get stressed.
The doorbell rings, she is stressed to the max.
Oh, yeah.
So the signs that your pet may be anxious, whining, excessive grooming, ignoring their food, having accidents inside, destroying your stuff, they can be prescribed a medication if it gets out of hand from Prevention Magazine. Stanley is not stressed. Her chills and runs. Sometimes maybe she gets a little active. She's active. She needs... Yeah, I think your dog's anxious even with no stress, even with nothing.
Yeah, yeah. She has a prescription for, like, they call it doggy Xanax. Mm-hmm.
Has mommy ever dabbled?
Oh, interesting. They share medicine.
All right, moving on.
I'm desperate.
These 5 household items could get you fined or even thrown in jail if you throw them in the garbage.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
If they decide to actually go, okay, we found it. Now we're going to go and prosecute this.
Right, you know, it's crazy because I've done this.
Television and computers.
Oh.
Your old television or computers packed with various materials, plastic circuits, circuit boards, glass, metals. $100 penalty if they decide to go after you. What are you supposed to do?
Yeah, where you can take them to get recycled.
Yeah.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
I never done that. Batteries.
Definitely.
Like AAA batteries?
It says tossing lithium batteries into the trash could release toxic chemicals. Well, they're going to hate that. Just flush mine down the toilet. I'm done.
Okay.
I don't. I'm just kidding. But $50, $100, then you could get 12 months in prison.
Wow. What are you in here for, man?
I threw batteries in the yard.
Oh,
you're my new girlfriend. Smartphones and tablets, which makes sense, kind of like those other two, right? Same thing. Motor oil.
Yeah.
Chemicals in the oil that are poisonous to wildlife and plants can seep into the soil and groundwater. It's $50,000 fine.
But I think you can go behind like an AutoZone. They have oil. You can just dump it back there.
Garbage disposal for me.
Definitely not.
I'm kidding. And then microwaves. That's considered e-waste, and that's a pretty big one, too.
Ooh.
So I don't know. I don't know. But Daily Mail, heads up. This roller skater was in a... There's a roller skating race, and it was these Asian games. I saw it on YouTube. Lost by 0.001 seconds because he started celebrating right before.
Oh, no.
Hilarious. I love to see somebody celebrate and then lose.
That's so close.
So close.
How do they do that?
A 37-year-old guy named Elon Stanley got arrested in Massachusetts after blasting a guy in the face with a flare gun at a gas station. The guy survived. The same dude was also arrested in 2019 for threatening his roommate with a flare gun.
Okay.
Maybe we should keep flare guns away from this guy.
Yeah.
Boy, because it's not... You ever shot a flare gun?
Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's like, yeah, it is. It's
really cool.
It's not like you shoot it kind of like a real gun, but it doesn't feel like a real gun. It feels kind of like this.
It's like a Roman candle.
Yeah. Yes.
No kick or anything.
And maybe he felt like he wasn't going to kill him.
Yeah.
So I'm going to use a flare gun instead of a real gun. If that's the case, it's good for you, buddy. I'm glad. But no. WMUR with that story. Girl Scout cookies are going to cost more this year thanks to inflation. Cookie season usually runs January through April, but not a big hike. $6 this year instead of $5 or $5.50. They thought it was going to be like $8, but now they're saying $6.
The gluten-free ones are $8.
That's from the Today Show. They are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's weird that you would charge more for less.
Oh, because it's free of something.
They take something out.
Well, yeah, but they have to use.
Hey, you heard what I said. There's less in there and you're charging me more?
I didn't think about
free
that.
Free ingredients.
I'd find
more.
Them like the motor oil.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your favorite cookie?
Thin mint in the freezer.
Good, yeah. Eddie, you?
Shortbread.
I knew it'd be something weird.
The regular one.
I knew it'd be something weird. A woman, 104 years old, becomes the world's oldest skydiver.
Risky.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
She tandemed it. It would be like driving with a bowl of soup if I were the tandem, the person.
You'd be scared that they would die?
Yeah.
Something.
You know, you got a big bowl of soup in the passenger seat, and you got to drive real carefully. And if you turn too sharp, the bowl goes over. If you slam on the brakes, bowl dumps over. I feel like I got a bowl of soup on me at the jump doctor.
Right.
Landing. I don't want to jump out of a plane with a bowl of soup on me.
That's really cool, though.
Thank you. That was a good analogy, too. Also,
she's talking about the lady.
Oh,
I mean, both. Your analogy and her being able to do that at 104 and not having a heart attack.
Crazy. From newser.com. Boy, you see her face, and she's old, so her skin is
frail.
Not just like that, and it's like blowing back.
It's a lot of skin there.
Yeah, good for her. That's hilarious. This morning, speaking of spilling stuff, Amy was pulling in the garage, and I was in the garage, and I had my Starbucks drink. It's not really a coffee. It's a tea. And it was on top of the car, and she was coming in, and Tim was making a joke. Our security guy, like, Amy flies in here. But I didn't see Tim yell at me. He's from around the corner because his wife... And I turned because he startled me and I hit my drink. I forgot to go clean it up today. It went all over my car. And Amy just watching me. And I was just humiliated.
I stopped and I was like, feeling. I was like,
it scared me and I went and knocked it right out. And the whole thing, the top came off. It's all over the side of the car.
That's terrible.
Terrible.
Brand new.
Terrible.
But you didn't burn yourself or anything, right?
No.
Okay, good.
I would have sued.
That's right.
Lawsuit. Scientists are developing an implant to cure cancer in just 60 days.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
With a goal to slash death rates by 50%. Curing cancer could be as easy as a few taps on your mobile, according to a team of scientists at Rice University, who have received $45 million in funding for a novel implant-based treatment system that could cut cancer rates, deaths by 50%. Sense and Respond implant technology with the aim to improve the outcomes of immunotherapy treatments for cancers that are usually difficult to treat. The 3-inch implant or hybrid advanced molecular manufacturing regulator would deliver immunotherapy drugs to the patient in a closed loop system already built in. Okay. The changeable devices will communicate wirelessly, potentially with a smartphone. Researchers hope that the implant will only be needed for a short term, eradicating the cancer in as little as 60 days.
Wow.
New York Post. I know. Everybody has a go-to article of clothing they feel the best in. What is yours?
Ooh, I mean, I have a few pieces. I like these jeans I have on right now.
Mm-hmm.
I only had them for a week, but I've worn them like 5 times.
Nice. Eddie?
Sweatpants and my Cowboys shirt. It's old. It's like a 15, 20-year-old Cowboys shirt.
Yeah, mine's just a cutoff and some shorts.
That.
What's up?
Nothing.
You said that. So finish your sentence.
You talking about the cutoffs?
I was going to say that is what you feel most comfortable in, or that's what you feel best in.
But both.
Okay.
Comfortable is best.
I'll wear a cutoff to dinner.
Yeah, you're not allowed to do that.
Well, we have rules now. I've been.
You can't do that.
Sometimes I act a bit childish. And she's like, wait, are you really going to wear a cutoff? We're going to go to dinner with some friends. I'm like, who cares? It's not like we're going to the president's house. I'll wear a cutoff. She's like, no, you can't wear a cutoff. Please, just don't for me. And I'm like, okay, fine. So then we have rules. I can wear cutoffs some places as long as the shirt was bought cutoff. I didn't cut it myself. That's called a formal cutoff.
Interesting.
So I can go like, formal cutoff? Okay. To some places. And it's not even that I have like big arms or anything. I'm just comfortable. I just like it.
Do you find formal cutoffs?
Oh, yeah. I got like six.
Oh. And they look like they're not formal cutoffs?
No, they look like they're... Well, they look like the sleeves were removed when they made the shirt.
And like hemmed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's the depths that she has to go to give me act like an adult. I know. A formal cutoff. JP Morgan boss Jamie Dimon thinks that AI might make a 3.5-day work week the norm. That's from the Daily Mail. But the problem is that 3.5 work week is going to be paid like a 3.5 work week. That's it. Pickleball is wreaking havoc across the United States. It's so fun. I have an ankle injury right now because of it. I just had to order pickleball shoes.
They higher up or something?
Yeah, my ankles. They're basically tennis shoes.
Support.
But me, Brett, and Rector, and another friend play a lot. Well, we play a couple times a week. And I turn my ankle, and it will not heal. I didn't sprain it, but it's like if I push down on my toe with the ground, it doesn't hurt. But if I lift my toe up, it hurts bad.
Interesting.
And so even when I run, I have to keep my foot kind of locked out a little bit. But it won't heal. Mm. But I ordered some pickleball shoes that are probably just tennis shoes. They just changed the name of them. They had a bunch in the back order, and they're like, I just changed it to pickleball. We'll sell them to all the idiots. So there you go. Thank you. That's the news.
Those were Bobby's
Big
Stories.
This woman goes into a palm reader. Has anybody been to a palm reader before?
No.
No.
I always thought they were like shady for like, they read other parts of your body.
Palm readers?
I'm pretty sure they look at the lines on your palm.
No, but I thought it was like...
No, that's massage parlors.
I thought both maybe.
That's reflexology.
No, that's not. That's a real thing.
I know I go, but sometimes some people say in the strip mall,
but you've been to a palm reader?
Yeah, I have.
They didn't ask you to do anything dirty?
No, they just like read, they pretended to read the lines on my palms. They had little crystals laying out and they were also moving the crystals and energy.
Pretended?
Did you believe them?
No, like I believed Amy's cousin for sure, but I did not believe the palm reader.
How much does that cost?
This cost me $25.
How long is the reading?
It only was like 30 minutes.
So they make $50 an hour? Good
not
money.
Bad.
Good
was
money
it spontaneous? Like you're walking by?
Yeah, we walked into the store where they
drunk?
Were selling. I was a little buzzed.
Okay.
And they were selling some crystals, and I was like, hey, I'm here and they're open. Let's do it.
Okay. So this woman goes to a palm reader. Let's just call her Morgan.
Okay.
She goes into a palm reader, and the person tells her, you don't have long to live.
Oh, no.
So imagine she tells you this. So then they finish the reading, and she's like, okay, here you go. Gives her a piece of chocolate, parting gift or whatever. The woman ended up dying the next day. But it wasn't until the toxicology reports came back that showed the pesticides in her body, and they think it's from the chocolate. It was that palm reader.
Whoa!
That's bad.
She killed her?
Well, the story kind of... So, allegedly? Yeah, all that, yeah. But I mean, maybe she needed her correct score to get
like her record?
Higher. Yeah. She's like, I haven't been that accurate, so.
That's crazy.
Investigators are baffled over a case of a woman who died after eating chocolate that she got from a palm reader who said she didn't have long to live.
That's terrible.
The palm reader then gave her a piece of chocolate as a parting gift.
Oh.
So she ate it, and then toxicology reports, it was that. New York Post.
And some strong.
Boom. That's pesticide. Crazy. Yeah. How much pesticide can you fit inside of a piece of chocolate?
What size of?
And also, doesn't it taste? Yeah.
Right.
I don't even like dark chocolate. Much less pesticide chocolate.
Wow. I mean, wouldn't you just rather just say you're going to live a long life and never go?
Yeah. Exactly.
$20.
You're going to live to 110. I'll take your money, and you're right.
God.
So that's that. That's kind of a bummer, and also just a wild story on why you shouldn't go to palm readers
or eat chocolate from strangers.
No, I don't mind that. I like chocolate from anybody. If I know you, if I don't know you. Okay, we have a caller on just a second who's going to tell us. We've been talking about something apparently, and they're warning us not to do it. On the phone, Bobby in Mississippi. Hey, Bobby, what's up, buddy?
Hey, I wanted to tell you guys about the pallets.
I ordered two off Amazon, and I thought I was getting huge pallets. And they said delivery already made, so I pull up, and these two little boxes, pallets, 1 foot by 1 foot, were on my doorstep. And I paid over $200 for these things, and I thought I was getting this huge pallet. But I just thought I wanted to let you guys know, don't get scammed like I did.
Yeah, I don't think we're ordering ours to be delivered, right, Scuba? When we go pick them up, they're going to be... It's a big pallet in the back of the truck.
Yeah, it's big enough for my truck to put it back there. It's supposed to be a large pallet.
And when Lunchbox gets back and he's healthy, supposedly, they're going to go and... How much do we pay for this thing?
It's like five and change. Like $500-something.
Oh, boy.
It's expensive.
We all put in money. We bought this pallet that's random Amazon returns, and then we're going to try to sell it all back and make money off of it.
I think we all put in $87.50.
Yeah.
And we're sure we're not. It's the 1 foot by 1 foot pallet,
right?
Like this guy.
I hope not.
I'd be so mad.
They get to see, you get to see it though, right? According to Lunchbox, you get to pick it.
Yeah, he doesn't even know. Last time we were talking to him, he was Googling how to buy it. So
correct.
I don't think he even knows what we're getting.
But it was his idea.
I know.
He has all of our money.
I know. Trust me, I know.
This will be next week. We were going to do it this week in case you were wondering, but Lunchbox has been out with COVID. Hey, Bobby, we appreciate that call though. Thank you for the heads up, my friend.
Hey, you guys have a great day, and I love you guys. I love you guys.
Appreciate that, buddy. All right, we will talk to Lunchbox next.
Okay.
He's coming up here on the show.
On the phone.
But on the show.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, he's not coming in. No.
Okay. Is he coming
all right.
Here?
He's going to come and give us all a good lick.
Okay.
And we're going to have him on the show next, but from home. Yes. He has COVID.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Mr. COVID back on with us. Lunchbox from what's being called the COVID Dome, because everybody's got COVID in his house. How you feeling today, buddy?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Just, you know, rocking and rolling.
Okay. Doesn't sound like it.
What do you mean? Do I sound like Eddie all the time now, or what?
Dang. What's he saying? What's he saying? Nasally?
Shots fired immediately between these two.
Hey, you kind of do, though, dude.
Wow.
I know. I thought that earlier. I was like, man, this is what Eddie sounds like every day.
So, do you still have symptoms?
I mean, I just sound like this, don't I? I mean, I don't know if that's a symptom.
But do you have a sore throat, runny nose?
Yeah, I got a little bit of sore throat.
Oh, that would be a symptom, Yeah,
that'd be a symptom. I guess that's a symptom.
So, you're still not feeling great. So, once he gets back to feeling good and no symptoms, he can come in.
Yeah.
But he has to wear a mask according to company policy.
What are we talking about? Tomorrow?
5 days. No, I'm thinking you don't come in till Monday, honestly.
Okay, but seems though, back in the day, company policy was you had to have a mask, but then if you were on the mic, you could take it off.
Eddie missed like a month.
Back in the day, I couldn't come back for 2 months.
No, I know. Was it two months?
Yes, dude. I couldn't come back until there was a negative test. And every time I went, they're like, you're not going to get one. Like, it's going to be positive for the next like 3 months.
Okay.
That's crazy.
Well, that was back in the day, but just back in the day, I feel like it was like, you have to have a mask.
He's going
to
work in a different room.
Okay.
He's going to be a different room.
Okay. That's fine.
You sure? I think I'm good, man.
Yeah, you sound great. We got a couple things we want to address with you. Number one, we don't have a pallet. There's no pallet of Amazon stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this sickness kind of, you know, interfered with my able to go pick it up. Like, just, I mean, yeah, I didn't, there was no, on the docket, there was nothing about COVID coming. And so I didn't plan for that. So I was unable to go purchase the pallet. So when I get back next week, me and Scuba can go pick up a pallet. We'll be good to go.
So what's the new deadline you'd like to enforce on yourself?
The new deadline is whenever Scuba's comfortable with me.
No, we can't do vague. We can't leave it vague.
That's true. Being in a car with him for...
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's up to Scuba's comfortability.
Scuba, what's the deadline? Because our listeners, they're telling us not to do it, but they also want to hear us buy this pallet of returned goods and see if we can make any money.
So his new deadline, let me see.
He shouldn't come back until Monday.
Correct. So I'm looking at my calendar here. So that'd be Monday the 9th. I think you give him until the end of that week, so the 13th.
Another week?
I mean, you can give him another year, and he still probably wouldn't have it, to be honest with you.
Good point.
So
he does have our money, though. That's the problem.
He does, yeah, and he has my money now, too. I gave him
money. Okay, so next Friday. We need it in the studio by next Friday.
Yeah, if not, we get our money back.
This business is going to be rocking.
If not, we want our money back.
Yeah, we'll go buy a pallet.
Whoa.
No.
Is money gone or what?
Yeah, no.
Sorry.
We need our money. You have until next Friday to get it in here or money back, okay?
Hey, the pallet will be there. Don't worry about that.
Why are you doing a high register right now?
That's the COVID, man.
Yeah.
It's COVID talk.
Also, nobody won that $1 billion in the lottery. Are you still playing the lottery even though you're sick?
Yeah, I've been playing that lottery. I mean, listen, I apologize to the gas station workers, but it is worth the risk of them getting sick and me being a billionaire.
No.
You've been going in with COVID?
Well, what do you want me to do, man? Let's just say that the gas station by my house is the one that sells the winning ticket. And I don't go because I have a little sickness. Do you think I would be able to live with myself? Do you think, you know what I mean? Good job, Lunchbox. You know what I mean? No, that would be my opportunity to be almost a billionaire.
Well, are we playing it again, Scuba? Because we didn't win the last $20 I gave you.
We are going to play tonight. I'm talking to you.
We're playing tonight for sure.
I'm talking to everybody in that room.
I didn't hear him.
Everybody in the glass room. Everyone in the side room. Everyone that is cleaning the bathrooms in that building.
I don't know who that is.
It is now time. In a moment of weakness, when I am down on my bed, like, you know, ill and sick, we need to rally around me.
Okay.
And you know what will bring me back more than ever? Like, what will make me feel better than,
this is the worst Newt Rockne speech I've ever heard. Yeah.
Win one for the Gipper?
Yeah, it's just like, I'm in for $20. You can do it in Lunchbox's honor or not. I don't care.
He's in his deathbed, dude. His sickness, his illness.
When I'm in the bed line of sick. No.
Let me tell you, I will rise up.
Oh, God.
If we win $1 billion, yeah. I mean, I will, instead of taking Advil and Tylenol and drinking Gatorade, I will drink $100 bills to make myself feel better.
Huh?
What is that?
None of this inspires us.
I don't understand.
I sent you my 20 scuba Venmo. It's up to over $1 billion tonight.
Okay, so we scuba.
Win one for the giver.
Sorry, we Venmo scuba or what?
Scuba, we win anything with that last one?
We won $8. Which I'll reinvest that, though, and that could be a winning ticket.
Oh, my God.
Okay. If you're in, just send Scuba the Venmo for $20.
Does Scuba have Venmo now?
No, it's my wife.
No, I just sent it to his wife.
Just think about it. It's a $1 billion. Like, if you think something will change your life, you have to be ready to.
Okay, you'd have to convince us that $1 billion would change our life.
We already know that.
Yeah. This is Lunchbox. Thank you. I hope you feel better, buddy.
Wait, whoa. Don't hang up on me yet. I mean, just imagine.
No. Okay, we're done. Ray, thank you. Let's play this. We'll check with him tomorrow. All right, Lunchbox, everybody, with COVID.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
Lunchbox is still out sick. Eddie is in with the bonehead.
There's a guy in Philadelphia. He's walking through a parking lot. He looks in the back of a pickup truck. He's like, what is that? Is that a shop vac? That's a nice shop vac. So he grabs it. He steals it. Puts in his car. What he didn't realize, though, is that the shop vac belonged to the Philadelphia Bee Company, and they had just vacuumed like thousands of bees.
No way.
And hornets were inside the vac still.
What?
That's like a cartoon.
Did they all come out?
That's hilarious. Zzz,
what is that sound?
That's like Bugs Bunny type sound. All of a sudden, man, I just got me a Yosemite Sam. My varmint left his shop vac back there.
That's hilarious.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so he pulls over, dumps the shop vac, and he gets out of there.
Does he leave the shop vac?
Oh, yeah. He's not messing with the hornets.
That's crazy.
That's your bonehead story of the day.
Raymundo wants to cash out our NFL bet on DraftKings. Why? We're 4 weeks into the season. Four or five.
This will be the fifth that we're going into.
Okay, yeah. So four in. Go ahead.
I just feel like there's a better use of our money. They have these things that I've discovered called Cash 3 contests, and we could do it during the show. There's a drawing at 9:26 a.m. every day during the week, and so I thought we could take whatever DraftKings is willing to give us for the Saints, because I don't love the Saints. They are 2-2. And then we can do a Cash 3 live on the air.
Hmm.
Yeah!
I don't know that we're even offered a payout. Let me look. For the New Orleans Saints, we have wagered all of our money in.
Oh my God.
12 of us at $50. We have wagered $600. Now, if the Saints win at all, we win $18,600. Saints.
Say it again.
Saints are pretty solid.
That's how much they're not expected to go to the Super Bowl.
But it's not that. They're in a weak division. They can win their division. Then once it gets to the playoffs, baby, let's go.
That's where it gets tough.
So everybody put a team in a hat. Mine got drawn. It was the Saints. If we cash out now, we've all put in money to be $600. If we cash out now, we make $241. We don't make it. That's what we get. So we lose $359.
I just feel like now's the time to do it. If you wait longer into the season and they start to lose, they're going to give us no money.
There's no way we cash out at 2-2 and lose half our money.
Sometimes you have to do it. Cut your losses.
Cut your losses. I've heard that. Yep.
I've heard it too.
And the quarterback, he was like hurt that he plays. So I'm worried about him. And New Orleans, did we just do it because they're a radio market? I don't
know. I put them in, everybody put a team in the bucket, and then we started eliminating teams one by one, and that was the one that we picked.
Do you think they win the Super Bowl right now?
I picked them because their odds were so good versus how good I think they could be. I think they can win their division, and then I think once you get in the playoffs, let's go. Do I think they're going to, would I bet them to win the Super Bowl myself? No. But I think the odds were good, so that's who we have. We're rolling with them.
Okay.
We're not losing half our money a few weeks in, losers.
Can you tell me the amount again that we win if they go?
$18,600 if they win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
But we can cash out and place another bet. We can always do that.
But $200. Let's just raise more money. Let's fund this thing. You guys are crazy wanting to lose money so quick.
I have $176.35 to spend on DraftKings.
Wow. Good for you. Why, how's that?
I don't know.
I don't know. It seems like you started with $20 and somehow you got there. How'd you get there?
I think that you gave me some bets to make.
Yeah, I didn't give you money. But yeah.
A year and a half ago. Yeah,
you rolled with it. NCAA basketball, probably.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I remember that.
I'm ready for more. Let's go.
Well, March. I'll see you then.
No. I can bet on
football.
Football.
Yeah.
Both kinds.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Listen to 25 Whistles. We got a new episode that went up yesterday. It will tell you who to bet on.
There you go.
Okay.
That's it. Listen to the whole episode. Let me know. All right, we're done. Thank you. We're not moving off the Saints for now. We're not moving off the Saints.
Okay.
We're gonna go down with the boat if it goes down.
Yeah, we're going down. Okay.
Okay. That's it. Thank you. We will see you guys tomorrow. Bye.
The Bobby Bones Show.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.